This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Food safety investigators are still searching for contaminated Canadian cattle feed that may have infected a Washington state Holstein with mad cow disease. They're also looking for 71 other cows that entered the U.S. from Canada along with the infected animal. With continued worries about meat safety, the U.S. beef industry may face hard times. In Canada, many ranchers are facing ruin. Mad cow disease was discovered there 8 months ago. Day to Day's Mike Pesca called the Saskatchewan rancher who owned the infected herd. His name is Melvin McRae.
Melvin McRae, back in May of this year, the first mad cow in Canada's history is traced to your farm. First, give me a lay of the land. How big is your farm? How many head of cattle do you bring to market each year, and how many people do you employ?
We farm about 2,000 acres. We are a family farm. We don't employ anybody else. We're self-sufficient.
When it was discovered that the cow came from your farm, what effect did that discovery have on beef sales in Canada?
None. Through the summer, I would suspect that the beef sales went up. People ate more beef this summer than they ever did in their lives.
Did your farm at all get a black mark within the industry?
None. The phone calls, the letters, cards, the sympathy, and everything else we got was something unbelievable.
But internationally, Canada still can't export beef. So what do you think of that policy?
I think if the sign says it can't be there and it's safe, why ban it? What happened in this country when they shut the borders off, the packing plants, the stockyards, the trucking industry basically went dead, and there was a lot of people lost a lot of money. They might get it back someday, but I don't know if they ever will make that money back up.
What do you think it will mean for Canadian beef producers if the U.S. won't let Canadian beef in after this latest incident?
Well, I guess we'll have to go out and try to source markets somewhere else, which will be hard, and maybe cut the cow herd back somewhat, but that all takes time. So it's a scenario I don't want to think about.
Even though you know the science behind it, and like they say, most experts say, no one's fault, did you feel like you wanted to apologize to your country or the industry or anything like that?
I think that was one of the reasons that we talked to the media so much and never told them not to come or anything else, that we wanted to show to the general public that, hey, we didn't, if it happened here, that's the way life is, but we didn't do anything intentionally, and we hoped they would understand. That's all we could do, and be upfront with the people. So that was our feelings anyway.
And when you first heard about the American case of mad cow disease, what emotions did you go through?
I said, oh, hell. Is that plain enough?
Yeah. And then you found out that it was again traced to Canada.
That didn't really surprise me a lot, because I know people in the dairy business that said how many animals that are exported down to the United States to the dairy business, so it didn't really surprise me any.
And so finally, tomorrow you're going to get up and tend to your herd again. It's a financially stressful business. What keeps you doing it?
It's just a way of life. That's what I've done all my life. It's the same as your job, working where you do. Some days you get a little mad about things, but you still go back to work. And so that's just part of life. You got to keep going on.
Melvin McRae runs and owns the Anchor R Farm in Canada. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That interview by Day to Day is Mike Pesca.